For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. This is IE Latino Voices, where we highlight the people, organizations, and stories shaping Latino communities across the Inland Empire. Earlier this year, KVCR reporting highlighted Inland Empire families who said immigration enforcement separated them from their loved ones. Since then, some families have been reunited, but as we explore in this episode, they say the impact of detention continues long after someone comes home. Arleth Pacheco says her life changed dramatically when her father was arrested by ICE agents. Gerardo Pacheco has lived in the U.S. for 3 decades. He's worked in construction, raised 3 U.S.-born children, and helped care for his wife, who is battling cancer. Pacheco told KVCR back in January her father and uncle were on their way to work in San Bernardino when a truck began following them. She said they were eventually pulled over.
They told my dad to turn around and put his hands behind his back. Just like that, they just took him away. He was just on his way to work.
Pacheco says her father was detained at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center for several days before being transferred to a detention facility near Houston. Her father's attorney filed a request asking an immigration judge to allow him to remain in the U.S. Pacheco says deporting him would create severe hardship, especially because her stepmom relies on him for care and support. Pacheco said her dad's petition was denied, but he's filed a legal appeal.
Throughout those weeks, like, how did this impact you, and how were you able to still navigate trying to get him out, trying to get him released?
I had to learn a lot, you know, about, like, immigration laws and how, like, our immigration system worked, because starting off, I literally didn't know anything about it. So I had to learn, like, you know, new, like, legal terms and everything. And it was just, it was really confusing and very complicated.
Pacheco said her father was eventually released in June after his attorney filed a habeas corpus petition to challenge his detention. But her family had little time to prepare for his release and weren't there to welcome him.
So we had to book a flight to go pick him up and get him from Texas. They didn't tell him, like, oh, do you need, like, a ride back or a ticket back to California? And now they just release him there.
The Pacheco family was eventually reunited with Gerardo. But for other families, the process of fighting for a loved one's release is still ongoing. On a recent Saturday in Riverside, friends and family gathered at a fundraiser to help cover the cost of Oliver Cruz's immigration bond. His wife, Claudia Sotelo, says she's been through this before. Sotelo's father was detained by immigration authorities in December. Months later, her husband was also arrested during an immigration enforcement operation.
At the moment, I was very devastated, but I knew I couldn't just cry. I had to take action and basically get to work, because from experience with my dad previously, I knew that it wasn't going to be an easy step, and I knew it was going to take some time.
Sotelo said her husband, Oliver, was eventually granted bond. But she questioned why it was set so high, especially because he has no criminal history.
Not even a speeding ticket, nothing. I don't know why it would be so high. From what my understanding, it was just because on my tax returns, they said I made a good amount of money. I don't think that should have placed on why his bond should be high, but
That's what the judge said, or?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Bertie Hernandez, a deportation defense coordinator with the California Immigrant Youth Justice Alliance, says Sotelo reached out for help navigating the bond process. Hernandez says many families are trying to understand a complicated process while also dealing with the stress of having a loved one detained.
I can understand how jarring and how disorienting this process is, as you are also trying to remain grounded, not only for yourself, for your family, for your loved one that's inside. These bond processes are not meant to be accessible for our communities.
Hernandez says the cost of bond can create another barrier for families trying to reunite with their loved ones. They say some families rely on savings, community fundraising, or outside assistance to pay thousands of dollars for release.
$12,000, that is an astronomical amount of money to pay for the liberation of your loved one.
Claudia Sotelo says her father and husband's detentions have shown her how quickly immigration enforcement can disrupt working families like hers.
Most of the people that are in there, you ask them, oh, how did I get you? Oh, I was going to work. Just leave them alone. All they're doing is trying to provide for their families. All I can say is that we need to do better and just keep families together.
For now, Sotelo says she'll keep navigating the legal process while she tries to bring her husband home. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcr.org/IELatinoVoices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from the Cielo Fund at IECF, uplifting and investing in the Inland Empire's Latino community. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.